Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine Diaz. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is Her Final Words by Brianna Labusks. Published by Thomas & Mercer in 2020, today's book is all about small towns, religious freedom, and murder. At 3 a.m, a 17-year-old girl walks into the Seattle offices of the FBI and asks to speak with Special Agent Lucy Thorne. When Lucy arrives, she's perplexed. She's never met this girl before. The girl, Eliza, then confesses to murdering a 12-year-old boy in her hometown in Idaho. Given only a few days to investigate by her superior, because this appears to be a simple open and shut case, Lucy leaves Seattle for the small town of Knott's Hollow. The town is remote, one of the last areas on the modern frontier of America. When Lucy arrives, she finds a small town filled with suspicion and secrets, a town where they're unwilling to cooperate with the law, and Lucy meets the local Sheriff Hicks, a frustrated but determined man. The town is dominated by a religious community run by Eliza's aunt and uncle. Hicks has been battling with the community over their belief in the power of prayer to heal rather than modern medicine or any intervention. The community claims First Amendment rights, and Hicks is powerless against them. But he's waiting for the right case, the right tragic events, and the community know it too. But this murder doesn't make any sense to Lucy. Why would the teenager kill a boy? What was her motive? And what other secrets are the people of Knott's Hollow hiding? Her Final Words is an intriguing police procedural about religious freedom and belief. The story is told from the perspectives of Lucy, Eliza, and other members in the town, including Molly, Eliza's friend who's gone missing, but who hasn't run away, as everyone thinks. The townspeople live a tough life on the edges of modern society, scratching a living from the land and finding comfort in their faith and their community. They're fiercely protective of their freedom and their way of life, and they'll do anything to maintain it. It's also about how dangerous people can be in their attempts to do good. But what is more important, belief or life? Lucy, a small town girl herself, is led one way then another by the town where everyone has their secrets. She's plagued by the inconsistencies and refuses to believe the murder is as simple as her boss thinks. And she's haunted by the question, why did Eliza come to Seattle to specifically speak to her? What is Lucy's connection to the case? And the local sheriff, Hicks, is also an enigma. While he's a crusader against the community and their failure to provide medical treatment, and also an ex-member, experienced FBI agent Lucy can spot that Hicks is also telling half-truths, and she is unsure whether to trust him at all. So if you like close-knit communities, lies, moral dilemmas, religious freedom, and brave teenagers, you might like Her Final Words by Brianna Labusks. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.